TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I think freshman year of college, like, it kind of clicked. I had never really played tight end before. And coming from high school, like, we ran the triple option. I was just kind of this skinny receiver that they'd split out there. But I kind of liked just gluing to guys, you know what I mean? And we get to college and I'm finding, like, I'm having a lot of success blocking kind of some of the upperclassmen. And I figured, like, hey, if I'm able to do this right now, if I can really just stick with it and kind of admit, you know, where my shortcomings are and work on that while still, like, doing really well with the stuff that I do well, that this could kind of be something that works out well for me.
Welcome to the show, Jackson Hawes. So he must be, I think, referring to his time at Yale.
Right.
Then he would transfer to Georgia Tech. Almost like, feels like almost how really good high school players move to states where, like, right, they get eyeballs like Gronk did.
Right.
So he goes from Yale to Georgia Tech. Didn't catch many passes for Georgia Tech. I don't know exactly what his role was, but, I mean, 16 catches in 12 games. And he's on that kind of pace here, but he's murdering people up front.
He got noticed for his blocking there. Maybe he got noticed for his blocking at Yale, and that's how he got to Georgia Tech, even. Like, I didn't go back and look at his stats at Yale either to know if
there aren't any.
Okay. How much of a pass catcher he was at Yale?
None.
So, zip. Yeah, it sounds like he found what he feels like, I don't know, not necessarily an edge, but an edge, a way to get there. You know, a way to get yourself known and noticed and end up being drafted, and you're in the NFL catching touchdowns now.
At least one,
right,
that paid pretty well.
Yes.
Against the Dolphins. 803-0550. What do you think of our working AFC playoff bracket? What would you do? What would you change? Right now we're at Bills 1. That's not going to change. I think that's sort of the point. I'd really like the Bills to beat a 3 seed. No one is going to say that.
Like,
no one that cares about them, that wants them to win, is going to say that. So, Bills 1. Where we left it was Indianapolis 2, because Bulldog likes the Colts logo more than the Jaguars logo. So, this is how serious this is.
There's more history there, yeah.
Colts 2, which means they have a very nice season, but maybe are considered not actually good. One of those.
Right.
Tennessee. When they got the one.
Yep.
Let's play them. So Colts at maybe 12 or 13 wins. Chiefs at 3. Not the Chargers or the Broncos.
No.
You want the Chiefs here in January, you're saying?
Yes.
Pittsburgh 4, Baltimore 5. Denver 6, LA 7. Which team, well, I mean, this isn't maybe saying much. Which team in here wouldn't take this result?
Oh, boy.
They all, well, maybe Denver and L.A. would rather play for the division title.
Right. They you know, they've got, well, Denver has the same record as the Chiefs right now, and of course the Chargers just lost their first game, so they're a game up on them.
Don't you think that if you offered Baltimore the five right now,
they would sign in blood? Yeah, like John Harbaugh might give you like a little bit of one of his fingers.
Five
for the opportunity to be in the playoffs.
Plus a finger.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this piece of John Harbaugh's finger. I think, actually, in a jar.
Keep it. No, I mean, John.
Weird.
It's a nice gesture, but we don't want it.
Right. He takes the cleaver out and is ready to just, do it. Like, it's fine.
It's okay.
I don't need
keep your finger.
Yeah. That's good. I like that.
Indy would love it. Chiefs would love it.
Yeah, I think so.
Another division title.
Yep.
Pittsburgh would love it. Denver, LA. Well, we'll give you a playoff spot, but you're on the road. Yes or no? Week four, they both say no, I think. Chargers definitely say no. Denver, I think, probably also says no. Agree?
I think I would say no if I were those teams. So, yeah, I think they say no.
Okay.
But I don't care.
No, you're not those teams.
No, I'm not.
That's right. 803-0550.
And I want to be careful about, I want Kansas City. Like, I'm mixing things here. I'm mixing what I like as a result. I'm trying to get a hybrid here. I want it to look good. I want it to have the effect on football fans that the baseball playoff grid had on you and I when we looked at it. But I also, you know, want it to be feasible. So Kansas City's the hardest matchup you could ask for. So it's not like I want them, but I think it's what the country will want, is those two teams playing again, I think. I mean, is that,
yeah,
my,
well,
I'm being too flat? No, I mean, that's, no, you're a, doing, it's a marquee matchup.
You're doing two different exercises.
Right.
That's and right. The one for the Bills. See, like, this is debatable, though. Kansas City, you know, it's been four games. They look good Sunday. They haven't looked as good otherwise. Are you better off playing them in the playoffs or the Chargers? And I think most people would say the Chargers because they don't have the experience. But, you know, the Chiefs are kind of like, it's kind of played out. Maybe you would think, you know, Kelce is shot and what are their weapons like? Just, they can't run the ball. These sort of points we were in a big hurry to make before their last game, about how flawed they are. So, and then you might want the sort of the revenge element as well. So you could want the Chiefs, and you could also just think like they're not as good as they've been. So that's the game I want, and that LA isn't scary. But before Sunday, it was easier to sort of look at the Chargers and be like, I don't know. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah,
and then they go to the Giants and lose. They never even had the lead in the game. So that's the fun of this, I think. You want to make it about logos, you can make it about logos. I just think, like, sort of how the Bills might draw up the AFC is fun to imagine. And, you know, there are teams in here that still are, I mean, everybody's still alive, I guess, but that you're not going to think of as playoff teams. For example, indulge me, the Browns. If the whole season goes by and nobody can score on the Browns, Cincinnati should have lost. Baltimore, like, that was in the second half. Like, they did score 41 points, to be fair. But they kind of, you know, they struggled for a while in that game. Halftime was maybe 10-6 in that. I'm not sure. Then you have Green Bay, which is, you know, destroying people. But they scored 10 points
and lost
in Cleveland. Right. And then what last week? Oh, Detroit. Well, I don't know. Cleveland's not going to make the playoffs. But maybe somebody like that does. And then they're the seven, which makes life, this is what the Bills have enjoyed for 5 years. Being the two and playing Skylar Thompson and Mason Rudolph and Bo Nix and, you know, winning every time.
Right.
And so, no, they're not the one. They don't get the week off, but they come closest to the week off.
That's right.
Getting those games. They're playing backups in the fourth quarter against Denver, if they want to, last year. So one is better, but two is still good. You're home the second week. Maybe the second round matchup sort of looks right. They don't reseed or anything, or well, they do, but it's not like you're picking your own opponents. Anyway, I'm getting carried away. You want the one. The two can feel good about its life. And so on. Let's go to Tom here. Hi, Tom.
How you doing, Mike? Hey, Bulldog. How's it going?
Good, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Mike, really quick. This is all lighthearted. I just wanted to make a note. I was laughing when you mentioned that you bet on a hockey preseason game. And sorry, I was just laughing about that. But I
only said it to be funny, so good.
I know you did. I'm in Mets therapy. You're welcome to the class as well. But anyways, but I want to get to the Bills real quick. This
Black Friday, more like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've been listening to the show all day. I just retired. I do it because I can, and I enjoy it. This the stuff with New England that everyone's saying, you know, I get it. I know our defense is far from good. At the moment, but we're supposed to be in the Super Bowl, and this is it's almost going overboard. Like it almost sounds like they're favored and we should be afraid.
Well, Tom, look, no one in here has said the word Patriots once. Why don't you fill us in on what you're hearing?
Oh no, all day, just like callers and stuff.
Well, not in on this show has anybody even mentioned New England. So tell us what you know.
Maybe not on your show. Okay. But all day, like with Jeremy and then with Tasker and Chris Brown. It's like everyone's like they're like almost petrified of the Patriots. It's like it's too much. We're
well,
in the bowl.
I'm not. Yeah, I mean, I'm not petrified of them, but I am. I'm mindful. I am respectful of where what they are. I think watching the Bills have a tough time handling Spencer Rattler. Maybe you're getting this feeling from me already earlier this week. I mean, we haven't talked about the Patriots yet today, but earlier this week already, I've said like they couldn't handle Spencer Rattler, and he couldn't really throw the ball effectively at all. Drake May's a better player across the board than Rattler is, and his scrambling is effective, and the Bills have been struggling with that. So I think this is. I mean, it'd be hard to say it's a harder game than the opener was. I mean, Baltimore was coming in as pretty much the same kind of favorite as the Bills, and their season is derailed already just a month in, mostly. But this is easily a harder game to me than Miami or New Orleans. Like, it's not even close. So I think it's a bigger test is what I think you're hearing. I don't want to speak for any of my coworkers, but that's how I feel about it. I think this is a tougher test. I don't feel comfortable at all about even assuming the Bills will cover the 7.5 or whatever it's at, you know, today.
I believe that's the number.
I think it's a tough game.
Me too. Yet again, like the show we're doing, the whole point has been so far since we started, put a bracket together. You have not even mentioned the Patriots as
right.
A
I don't think they're making
team.
It, but
so nobody in here, I think, is scared.
Right.
Or else we would put them, you know, like. And I agree with what you said about them. I think they're coming, and I think they could win Sunday night. The Bills have not had the easy time with the Patriots that they've had with the Dolphins. And, you know, even that has been close games sometimes.
I know it'll sound probably to a lot of people, and maybe a lot of fans will feel surprised, even stunned. I'm just telling you, the Bills lose this game Sunday night, I will not be surprised at all. I think the way they look, the fine line they've been cutting during, you know, in games, like they've been in close games, they end up winning by 10 or 12 points the last couple of weeks against teams that to me are not New England's equal. And so I would have been surprised, very surprised, stunned even, to lose to New Orleans, very surprised to lose to Miami. Baltimore was a coin flip going in, and, you know, it was 42-41. This game, to me, it would not surprise me at all if they lost this game. I haven't mentioned the Jets. That was such a walkover. This is a hard game, I think. Even with it being at home and the fancy snow uniforms or whatever, you know, the rivalry thing.
Bills have never won a game in those uniforms.
That's right. So I think this is a tough game.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Mike Schoep and the Bulldogs, Sal at 4. This is WGR.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.